Weiter in Shas, we are in Menachos Daf Tes Zayin. Pick it up at the top of the page, about a Mishnah. Very, very top line. Let's talk about Pigel again. All right, that is someone has in mind. They have intent while they're doing the carbon for something that's going to be at the wrong time. Pigel by Komets, Filo Belavana. Let's say somebody had Pigel when they're burning the Komets, but not during the burning of the Levona. Rashi says, Bakhtaris Komets chishev al shirayim, while he's being burning the komets, the kmitza that he did, he's thinking about the shirayim. Or let's say belavona v'lo bekomets, or by the levona but not by the komets. And that means, right, well, he's putting either the komets or levona on the mizbech. He intend to eat the shirayim the next day. Rabbi Meir Omer, Zok Rabbi Meir, pigel v'chayim lov kars. That's pigel. And someone who eats is going to be chayav karis. Chamomim ain bo karis at shifagel b'chol matir. You know, there's no karis unless you're mefagel in the entire matir, the burning of the komets and the levona. Says Rashi, v'haktores echad mehen chatzi matirhu. The ikanami haktores chavero. You have the other one. Umodim chacham and the Rebbe Meir b'minchas. Chotev minchas kenos. Right, the chacham and the maskim to Rebbe Meir. In reference to the mincha, but these two the menachos, there's no levona. Shem pigel bekomets. I just said bekomets. Shem pigel bechayev lo karis. Yep, that's going to be pigel and you'll be chayev karis for it. Shakomets ho matir. The komets itself is the matir. That's the only matir that we have, which is pretty poshut. Okay, but anyway, that's what it says. Shachar echad mina kvasim lechol shnei al chalos lemachar. As someone shachted one of the two lambs, the kivsei shavuos, and they have in mind to eat only the two loaves, when? The next day. Hikter echad min ha-bezichin, lechol shtei sedarim lamachar, or the two spoonfuls of lavona, by the lechem upon him, to eat it tomorrow. Rabbi Meir Omer, pigel v'chayev malokaris, pigel v'chayev karis, chom morim ein bo karis, achi yifagel b'chol matir. Nope, not karis until you're mefagel the whole thing. Since each one of the lambs is only half of the matir for the shtei lechem, and each of the bezichim is only half of the matir for the lechem upon him. The chachamim say that beyond the time kavana during the avoda of each of them doesn't affect the pigel. Shachat echad min hakvasim lechol mimenu lemachar. Let's say someone shechted one of the two shavuos lambs with intent to eat it to the next day. Hu pigel v'chaver kasher. It is pigel, and the its buddy is going to be kasher. Lechol mechaver lemachar. If you have in mind, while the shechita they had in mind to eat of the buddy the next day, then shteim kshem, both of them are going to be kasher. Like we saw back on the Yud Gimel, since each of them is its own matir, then we say that one matir can't affect pigel and another one, and therefore they're both are going to be good. Says Gemara Rav Machlokes. Machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Shenosan is the comments b'shtika v'salvon v'machshava. It's where they did the comments, and the comments they did without saying a word. There's no sort of machshava at that point. And then you put the lavona with the intent of pigel. Right, or he did the lavona quietly and did the comments with pigel. In those cases where the first one was done, the first matir, the first part of the matir, was done without pigel, and the second was done with, then the chachamim are going to say that the pigel isn't affected. Avon not said a comments of machshava v'esal lavona v'shtika, but if you did it the flip way, right, there be a kopa that everyone's going to get his pigel. Shekola osa al das rishona osa, anyone who does something, do it according to their das rishona. Since you started with that, we assume it continue like that as well. Ushmuel omer adayinu machlokes. No, that is still machlokes. Even the first thing was burnt with pigel intent, and the second one was without any talking over there. The Chacham are going to say that it's not going to be karis, as most of Mary says that it will be. Yosef Rav the Karma Lil Hashmaita. Rav was sitting here, he's teaching over this din, this idea that Rav says. And the Eisvei Rav Acha bar Rav Huna l'Rav yes, the Kasha b'Mitzvah from Amurim. What is this talking about? Where is it true that a mincha that becomes pigel through intent while involved with the komets and not with the levana? The kmitza b'matan kli b'hiluch. It's talking about kmitza, putting the komets, the matan in the kli, and then holacha, right, hiluch, and walking it to the mizbeach. Aval ba lehakdir. Aval ba lo lehaktara. But when the kohen comes to the haktara, the burning of the komets and levana on the mizbeach, nasan es hakomets b'shtika. Es levana b'machshava, if he did the komets quietly, without any thoughts and, you know, kavana, and the levana b'machshava, es hakomets b'machshava, es levana b'shtika, the opposite, Rabbi Meir Omer, pigel v'chayav malav karis, pigel and karis. Chamom eim bo karis, at shifagel bo matir, b'chol matir, no, it's got to be the entire matir. Ketani mias, but still will come out of that, is nasan es hakomets b'machshava, es levana b'shtika. U pligi. And yet they're still arguing over here. Rav Meir, that the Chamer argued with Meir and said that there's no karis that's going to come along with this because the pickle intent didn't involve the entire matir. So we see that the second thing isn't automatically considered like it's been comes along with the original pickle intent. Rava says back, Ema ukvar nasan estalavona vishtika meikara. So say that the Braisa means that the Kohen put the Kohenis with the pickle intent after you already placed the Lavona quietly beforehand. Right? The Braisa's latter case is one where he placed the Lavona on the Mizbeach quietly and then put the Kohenis with pickle intent. The Chum hold that it's going to be non-pickle because the first act was done without pickle, without the Machshava. Shtei Chuvos Bedavar. Now there's two ways of knocking this out. Chana Dainu Kamaisa. First, it can't be that that's what it means. That's what the meaning of the Bryce's second case is, because that's the same as the first case. The Hod, Hotanya Acherkach, and not only that, but it was taught straight up in a different Bryce. If he puts the comments with Pigle, and then he placed the Lavona silently. Red Vod, Hotanya Acherkach. The Chacham said it doesn't fall into this of Karis. Tigamar of Chanina b'shtei deo. So Chanina interpreted the Bryce as talking about a case where the Kometz and Lavona were burnt by two different people. First, one Kohen burnt the Kometz and Pigle with Pigle intent, and then his fellow burnt the Lavona quietly. Since the second was done by a different person, there's no reason to say that it was performing the basis for the original intent. Therefore, even though the Pigle intent came first, it was only a part, it was only considered Chatzi Mater. And that's what the Chum said, that it's not going to be Kares. Tashima Kama Bamedvar Mamurim. Okay, now about what was it said? Bamedvar Mamurim, in what case do we say that beyond its time intent during a single application of dam can make pigle? Bedamim nitnin al mizbech achitza. It's talking about blood that's placed on the outer mizbech. Aval damim nitnin al mizbech apnimi, but blood is put on the inner mizbech. Kigon arba'im v'shalosh v'shal yom kippurim, like the 43 of Yom Kippur, so much time was put there. V'achas esrei shel par kohen b'shech, the 11 that are put in from the kohen b'shech. V'achas esrei shel par helam davar shel tzim, and the 11 of those. Pigel b'im v'yishana b'im v'shnei b'im v'shlishes. Whether someone had in mind pigel for the during the first application, the second, or the third, it's still going to be rather Ramir or Pigel v'chayav malav karis. The Pigel and chayav karis. Chamorim ain bo karis. Ashivchal b'sheifaga b'chol amatir. Nope, not until you do it in the entire matir. Katani mias. But we still said that in that statement, what we brought up, Pigel be rishonim be mishne be mishlishes upligi. And we find the machlok. There's a machlok between the chachamim and Rabbi Meir. Right. Now, according to Rav, when one has in mind pigle during the first part of the applications, let's say that he then made the latter specification the base of the original one. And the Chachamim agree, and they're going to agree that it's going to be pigle. Chitim achanami b'shtei deo, same as you want to say, no, here too. We're talking about where it's two different people over here, so we can't consider the later one connected with the original one. Hanich lamadamar bepar v'afilu b'damo shapar. That works well, according to what it says. At the Pasuk needs a Kohen Gadol to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim Yom Kippur with a bull as a chatas, means, or even with the blood of the bull that was shechted by the one before him. According to this, now it's possible that the various sprinklings that are having the sets of Yom Kippur spritzes to be done by different people in the case where the Kohen Gadol dies is disqualified in the course of the Avodah. Elamad Amar Bipar V'lo B'damo Shel Par. One who says that the Pasuk requiring the Kohen Gadol to go with a par, which implies but not with the dam of a par, that was shechted by the predecessor, Ma'ik Lamimah, what are we going to say now? According to this, it's impossible for different sets of Yom Kippur Zrikas to be done by different people, since if the Kohen Gadol is replaced, the new one has to begin from the get-go. He has to start from new. And since one person performs all the dam applications when he intends pigle during the first set, let's say that he applies the latter sets on the basis of the original intent. Why did the Chachamim rule that the Karbanos do not have curries. What are we dealing with here? In case of the Kohen Gadol had a mind pickled during the first set, he is quiet by the second set, in the third one he is pickled straight up. Everything goes according to the Das Rishona. Then, why would you have to repeat the third set saying pickle again? Right, so the second set of applications during which he didn't have any intent can't be considered to have been done with pigle, because he decided to repeat himself. The intent shows that here he was not acting on the basis of the original one. Maskefla Rava Ashi Midi Shasa Katani. The Brisa say that all the Kohen Gadol, was quiet specifically during the second set. No, it says whether he intended pigle during the first set, during the second, or during the third set. El Amar Avashi, Hachmai Skin, what are we talking about? Kagon Shepigal Barishono Bishnia, the pigle in the first one and in the second one. And in this case, we can't assume that the last one were done on the basis of the original one. Because we say, Isakadaita Kolos Avdas Rishonu Ose, Mehadar Pigula Bishnia, Lamely, why'd you go and repeat it by the second one? Therefore, you don't have a raya that it's also going to be connected to the... So the third one, right, you have any intent, can't be considered to have been done with pigle. And the intent is considered to have been present during only part of the avodah of the matir. Beep, turn the page. Tes zayin, alubayis. Ay, v'ha bain katani. But the Brisa says whether he had in mind for pigle during the first set or during the second one. Amar kasha, okay, that's a good kasha. Amar mar, Rabbi Meir, Amar pigul v'chayev alav karis. Michli, let's see, karis lo mechayev. One is not going to be chayev karis ad sheyikruvu kol matir, until all of the matirim are brought. Right, the end of the avodah is done. The Amar mar, yei rotze. It will not be accepted. And it says about a valid one, it will be accepted. Bartzos kosher, kach hartzos pasol. Kach hartzos pasol. That just like the tzos kosher, so too the tzos pasol. Ma tzos kosher, achi kufu kol matir. And just like the procedure of making sure that it's going to be, Ruud says, until all of it's a matir and a rot. Afar tzos pasol, achi kufu kol matir. And so too that's going to mean to bring all of them. Right? Pigle can't happen unless the avoda is completed properly with everything else, says the Gemara. Ay, v'hai, what about these ones, the Yom Kippur, the one that's brought, that we brought earlier, that we discussed in the Brisa, came into Chashuba, Bifnim, Pasle, once the Kohen Gadol, had in mind, pigle inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, during the first set of applications, he immediately makes it that it's going to be no good, as if he left out its all of its zrikas. Ki madde vehechal, when he then sprinkles the dam in the hechal during the second and third sets of applications, maya ba'almu dekomadi. What he's sprinkling is just regular water, because it's not roi to be spritzed, since the avoda is incomplete. How can we may say that they become pigal and bear the penalty of karis? But the Gemara Maraba, Shkachas, if you find the case, Barba, Parim, Barba, Sirim, where the blood of four bulls or four goats is used for the spritzing. After each set of the applications, the blood of the bull, the he-goat, spills, and if you replace one that's brought and shechted, so its dam is used for the next set of applications. Says the Gemara, another answer, Rava Amar Filutema, Par Echa, Vesayach, you could even say that it's going to apply to a case with a dam of only one bull and one heel was used, because although the blood is no good through pigle during the first set of applications, lefagule miratze, it still is going to affect ritzoy, it's going to be acceptance in reference to establishing pigle status for this carbon. Okay, so arbayim v'shalosh, the 43 dam things that we would are performed during the Yom Kippur service. V'atanya arbayim v'sheva. We learned in a b'raisa. Hang on a second. They're not 43, but they're 47. Says Hakasha. Lo Kasha. Ha, the one that says 43. Commander Amrima Arvin Lekranos. That goes according to the opinion that one who says that we mix the dam of the par and the sari together for the horns. Aha. The other one where it says it's 47 is Kimanda Amr in Marvin, that we don't actually mix the dam together for the horns. Tanya Bar Mishwana, some says 48. Lo Vice says 48. Lo Kasha. Ha, the one with 48 is Kamanda Amr Shirai Ma'akvin. It's according to the one that says that the leftover, the pouring of the dam leftovers on the outer Mizbeach, on the base, is essential for its Ma'akiv. You need it in order to get Kapara. And Ha, the other one, says 47. Kamanda Amr Shirai Ma'akvin. It's not, those things are not going to be Ma'akiv. Ibailu Frak, the Gemara, Pigal Beholacha Mahu. If someone does Pigal while doing, while walking it over, the comets, but not the Lavona, what's going to be the din? Is it considered pigol? And only chetzi matir, if the chum say it's not going to be pigol, or is it called pigol right in the entire thing? So we have two different opinions here. I'm Rabbi Yochan, holacha ki kemitza. Lacha is like kemitza. Just like a pigol during kemitza is involving the entire matir, so to pigol during the holacha, or the comments is also considered as entire matir. And very shakashamar, holacha kachtara. That holacha, that is bringing it over, is like burning it on this bech. Just like the pigle, if you have a pigle intent during the burning of the comments, it's going to be considered, it's like it has only half of the matir. So to a pigle during the holacha, the conveying of the comments is considered to involve only chetzi of a matir. Bishlama, the Rish Lakish, okay, makes sense according to Rish Lakish, it says, in reference to Olacha, the Kometz is half of the perimeter. Ikanami Olacha de Lavona, right? Because this is also the conveying of the Lavona to Nizbech. Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that in reference to Olacha, the Kometz is the entire matir, by Taima, what's the reason? Like, why by the Lavona is also brought to the Mizbech. Rava, Rabbi Yochanan, he holds kol avoda she'ina materes, any avoda that doesn't matter the carbon to be for eating, avoda chashuvihi lefagel leh b'fnei atzma. If it's avoda she'ina materes, then avoda chashuvihi lefagel leh b'fnei atzma. It's a significant avoda in reference to one has the ability to do pigle through an independent through pigle through it independently of any other avoda. And since halacha is not critical to the idea of the avoda, a kavana involving conveying or bringing over the kometz alone can make something into pigle. I'm going to buy it. Hare shchitas echad min ha-ksavim. What about the case of somebody shechted one of the two shavuos lambs? He has in mind pigle, the avoda she'ina materesi. This is an avoda that's not mattering eating the carbon. Upligi. But still the Chamim may have machlokas on it. Chamim argue with their mayor and say that it can't make pigle. It's not because we learned in the Mishnah. Shachat echad min ha-ksavit min ha-kvasim. You did the shechita to have mind to eat two chalas the next day, or hikter echad bin abezich and lechol shnei stein lamachar. Rabbi Meir over pigle, that's pigle. V'chayov malav karis. One would be chayiv karis for such a thing. Chamorim, ein bo karis at shvag above bechol matir. It's not gonna be karis unless one has in mind we have kavana of pigle during the avoda of the entire matir. So we see that the Chamim hold their opinion even in reference to an avoda doesn't actually permit eating it. Says Gemara, Amar Lei, we sarit lechem etador kadosh. Do you think that the bread, the two loaves, become kadosh as a carbon when it's baked in the oven? No way. Shchitas kvasim mekatzalit. So the shchita, the kvasim, the mekatzalit. The habal kadosh kebala hatir dami. And the thing is that an avoda that comes to consecrate something is considered like one that came to mati or something to be eaten. So the chum of the lambs is falls into the category to the Chacham's Din, that Pigul can't be effective through part of a matir. But halacha, which doesn't, it's not makdish, it doesn't allow anything, right? So it goes through and finishes it. It's a skud from the Zilek Rav Yochanan said. Massive, Rav Shimi Barashi. All right. Let's try to figure something else over here. Acher Mavim, others say, Hikdim Mulim Arilim Kasher. That is, talking about here by the Karban Pesach. Let's say someone was makdim, the intention for those that did not have mila, to those who did. The opposite. He was makdim those who did have mila to those who didn't. Kasher. Hikdim Arilim Lulim. Pasul. V'kai melon de bechatsi matir pligi. And we establish in Pesachim that chatsi matir is what they're arguing. The Mishnah goes after the Chachamim, holds that neither pigul nor any other improper intent is going to pasul a carbon if it's there during only part of the avodah of a matir. The Bryce are following Rav Meir's opinion. It holds that it does not invalidate it, like the carbon. So when we see the Chachamim hold their opinion, even regarding the shrita of a Pesach, which doesn't come to matir consumption, it also doesn't come to mekadesh anything. Interesting. Amar lei. So he says to Rav Shimi Barashi, "Me savar dam savar behema gadus. Do you think that the blood of a carbon becomes fully consecrated in the neck of the animal when it's designated for a carbon? Dam saka mekachale. It's a knife that consecrates it further. The abola kadosh kabal hatir dami. And the din is that navoda that comes to matir something is considered like one that comes to matir something from for being eaten." Therefore, the shrit of any carbon, it's going to go according to the rules of Chachamim, that pigul can't be defected to part of a matir. But holacha, which neither is going to be makdish or matir or anything, is excluded from the din, like Rav Yochanan said. Says the Gemara, Toshima, wa, 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 wa. Toshima, ha, 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 ha. What are we talking about over here? Right, in reference to what? Is it true that a mincha that becomes pigle through intent while involved with the komis and not with the lavona, the kamitsa matan kli behiluch in reference to kamitsa and placement of the komis in a kli and the holach and hiluch of the komis? My love hiluch daktara. We're talking about the hiluch of daktara. So we see the chumim and maskin that during the hiluch pigul can be affected with the komitz alone, which goes against what Rishalja says. But the Gemara lo hiluch the matan kli. It's like the hiluch of the matan kli, that is of conveying the komitz for the sake of its placement in a kli. Yachar matan kli behiluch matan kli mi boi. It should have said the opposite way. Alukacha tniachi. You just teach like that. Ba-lo-lak-tara. It says that when the coin comes to the burning of the komitz and the lavona on the mizbeach, the chumans say that it's not going to be karts unless he had pigul during the avodah of the entire matir. It should have said, but when he comes to convey him, right, to the conveying. Hello, Kasha. Came into Olacha, Tarech, Daktarahi, Karlaktar. Since it's for Laktar, it's called Haktara. Says the Gemara, "Elon Nasan is a komitz mishtika holich mi boyle." What do you mean Nasan? It should have said holich. Says Gemara, "Okay, that we're going to leave your taka right, Kasha. That's good, Kasha." Okay, my friend, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.